Vision is central to the human experience. We use it for foraging, predator avoidance, sexual reproduction, and even the development of our culture. The fundamental molecular unit for vision is the opsin, a gene that encodes a light-sensitive protein that can be found in our retina. Humans have four visual opsins, one rod opsin and three cone opsins. The rod opsins are active at low light levels, and our vision at these levels is like a black and white TV. Something beautiful happens, however, when you turn up the light. The cone opsins become active, and the interaction between them allows us to finely discriminate between wavelengths of light. This is color vision. And you may be struck by the beauty and diversity of color in nature. You're seeing that with those three opsins. But consider this. Many fish have upwards of 10 visual opsins. It begs the question, why? Does more opsins allow the fish to see exponentially more color? Or do fish use different sets of opsins at different times in their life? The ocean looks very different at 1 meter than it does at 5 or even 50 meters. My thesis is addressing the hypothesis that fish actively tune their vision using the large opsin repertoire that they have as a toolkit. The most difficult hurdle to overcome is understanding what a fish can see. The starry flounder has the uncanny ability for active camouflage, and that the camouflage is dictated by visual cues around the fish. And so in my main experiment, I held starry flounder in two light environments, full sunlight or green filtered light. And we predicted that those light environments would shift the opsins in their eyes. I then took them out of that environment and put them into my behavioral arenas and photographed their camouflage response to a variety of checkerboards. There was a marked difference between the camouflage response between those two groups, suggesting a change in visual performance. And preliminary evidence suggests that the opsins did, in fact, change in response to those light environments. And so this study provides the first empirical evidence that fish are actively tuning their opsins, and that tuning affects their vision. Understanding how fish and non-human animals in general sense the world is vital in our understanding of our place in the tree of life. The starry flounder's ability for active camouflage is a remarkable tool, letting us know what a fish can and can't see. And it's for that reason that I consider the starry flounder a blessing in disguise. Thank you.